For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
God is about to talk to you. So he says, unto the angel of the church in Sardis, or the church in Philadelphia, to the people of the church of Philadelphia, QFC, these things said he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works. I know thy works. Turn to your neighbor and say, God knows your works. Amen. Then he says that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore now how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. You know, God is very merciful. God is very gracious. You know, sometimes even as a pastor, I'm human. You know, sometimes I try to be very patient with my church members. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Esther, what do you think? I love her very much. Amen. Yeah. But I don't have any problem telling her any issues. I've blessed you before. How many times? Many times.
Many times.
Many times. And you too. Amen. But you see that as a pastor, I guess because of a certain fatherly heart you have towards people, a lot of times you overlook things. You know, I don't know whether it's naturally good or bad, but you give people the chance, and I don't go straight head on with people. Say, you do this wrong, this, no. I don't do that. So when I come to you and we've gotten to that point, it means that you really pushed. You see, I try, and sometimes lady pastors would even say I'm too soft with people. It's not that I'm too soft with people, but I sometimes would strategize. I feel like, oh, a little time more, a little. But when I also explode, I explode. Yeah, you just tell people what it is. Do you understand? Yeah. Where were we? So it says, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. It says, if therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come unto thee as a thief. That's what I was on. So God gives us time. Never take God giving you time to be a weakness. That's the point I was trying to make. God will sometimes give you time, you know. He's giving you time to change. He's giving you time to put things right. He's giving you time to make a change that corresponds to responding to the word. Yeah, he will give you time. But he will come upon you one day as a thief. He's the one saying it. And when it comes as a thief, it comes with judgment. Yeah. One of the things that some of the very prominent, well-known prophets have prophesied about is judgment, especially to do, like Prophet said, isn't it? Judgment concerning even this false prophet. You know? Yeah. Because some of them, I get furious. A couple of years ago, there was a pastor that, one of the bishops that I visited his church. I think it was Esther's wedding. Where is Esther? Yeah, it was Esther's wedding. And Bishop Ishmael was showing me around, and he actually took me to the church of one of these so-called prophets, Obinim, Prophet Obinim. So I asked him that, Bishop Ishmael, why have the bishops not come together and just killed this man? I'm a son of Zebedee. Fire and brimstone. It's pathetic. Yeah. But you see, you can't do, that's what I'm trying to say. So this explains it. God is lenient. But one day he'll come. And when he's coming, he comes like a thief. A thief will not tell you that they are coming. Because when they come, when they tell you, prepare. Yeah. Because to lay legs, I've never seen anywhere in the scriptures where the people, and where God is saying that I'm telling us to lay legs on people. And you lay legs on people, and not just but somebody who is pregnant, and your leg is on the pregnant woman's stomach. Ah! But one of the things that we've heard is that there's going to be judgment, swift judgment coming. And I'm glad, very glad. I told you I'm a son of Zebedee. Suffer not a witch to live. Yeah. I heard this guy preach a message. What's his name? A. Allen. The God that killeth. The God that killeth. Yeah. I heard Bishop, I heard the Pope talk about it, so I went to look for it. Google, you see, the God, I am the God that killeth. A.A. Allen. Hey, so don't play around with the severity of God. Let's not deviate from our topic. Amen. So let's be careful. Let's be very, very careful, all right? So we are talking about the secret of heaven's opinion. You see, so perhaps this church of Sardis, they were walking, the church was walking around as though everything is working. Do you understand? And as a church, we can be walking around as though everything is okay. Look at how cool we are. We can say, and we are saying, and we are thinking, and we are behaving, and we are, I mean, at least it shows by how calm you are. I'm not saying don't be calm, but how content you are that everything is working, everything is going on well. But not by God. By God's opinion, by heaven's opinion, he says, I know your works, that thou hast a name. You exist. You are alive. You have a name. That thou livest, yet you are dead. So if heaven's opinion about a church could be that the church was dead, they have a name that they live, but they are dead, then it's very possible that God could have an opinion about you and I, that we have a name, we dress nicely, we speak in tongues, we sing songs, we jump, we dance, we lift up holy hands, so-called holy hands, we do everything, yet we are dead. It's very, very important for us to know what heaven thinks about us. And I think we should. Everyone should ask God, God, what do you think about me? What do you say about me? Many years ago, you know, again, this prophet I was talking about, Lady Pastor used to go for his meetings. I've been a couple of, I think we met. Well, do you come with confidence? Yeah, Prophet said, yeah. He was somewhere and there was a few of the Lighthouse people there. Some of them pastors now, but then they were not. And during the break, the man of God was very, he's a very friendly guy. You can approach him and ask him. And he lives like under open heavens. He's saying God on, he closes his prayer, he says, there are angels here, God is here, this is here. So one of them, one of our colleagues, you know how when you want to talk to a man of God, you're all around and you know, then one person will step forward. There's no HIPAA privacy act or anything, you know. so you can hear what. So this our colleague went to him and said, "What is God saying about me? Was that the question? Yeah. What is God saying about me?" Then the man of God laughed. Said, "Do you really want to know what God is telling me about you?" Did she fall down or something? Yeah. Do you really want to know? So I think we should be transparent. Because what heaven thinks about you is quite different. A lot of times, in fact, there are a lot of times that, or very few times, that what people are saying about you synchronizes with what heaven is saying about you. Very few times. Most of the time, the tunes that people are singing about you is very different from what heaven is singing about you.
Wow.
Yeah. People may look at you, "Oh, you are very nice, you are gentle, you are cool," but you'll be surprised that in the annals, journals of heaven, you are, let me say, stinking. God does not even want you to be standing in front of him. And the vice versa can be true. Somebody that everyone may be condemning. "This person is horrible. This person is this. This person is this. This person is terrible. This." You'll be surprised that such a person rather.
Wow.
Yeah. Such a person rather in front of God, before God, when God is counting people who count. Do you know people who count? You are counting people who count. That person that person's name would appear 100 times before your name.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Because in our minds, people are setting way. People are so. I never condemn people. I don't. At least as I've grown, as I've become more matured, do you see? I don't condemn people. I don't condemn people. I don't. Because I could be very wrong. Very, very wrong. Hey! Turn to your neighbor and say, "You look very nice." Hey, Felicia, turn around and look at Mama Eunice and ask, "You look very..." We haven't finished. We haven't finished. Turn around and look at them again. I said, "But what is heaven saying that you are nice?" Do you see, if we existed at the time that David, King David existed, you see, I think we should also tell ourselves, even if let's come to the New Testament, we should tell ourselves that, you know, perhaps if we existed as part of the 12 that was with Jesus Christ, perhaps there would have been two people who betrayed Jesus. Yeah. Do you know who the second person would be? It could be you. Yeah. You would have, the way you are behaving, you would have joined Peter. I mean, Judas. You would have joined Judas and said, "Let's share 50-50.
Yeah.
Or you say, "Okay, you brought the idea, so you go and collect the money, but my share is 45-55 or 40-60%. Yeah. Yeah. The way you are behaving. It's true. Listen, I challenge you, and I'm challenging myself. Let us ask God, "God, what do you really think about me?" See? And when you get to the place of actually being genuine about it, you should also add that, "God, I promise you that I won't be offended. I promise you I would not really be offended. I won't be offended. I won't be, and I will hear." Because until you are even at the place to hear, you won't hear. That's what the Bible taught you. Having ears, yet not hearing. Having eyes, not seeing. Because you can be told what you need to hear, but you will not hear it. Even though you are hearing, you have ears to hear, but you are not hearing. So let's become spiritual enough to ask God and embrace what heavens say about us. Because it gives us an opportunity to actually correct it and align ourselves. You understand? You see, that's a good thing about it. It's like mock exams. It's the exams, but it's the mock. It's a practice exam. Yeah, I would like to take a lot of mock exams before the real mock exam. Amen. And these are all mock exams. A practice exam to make you get the truth so that you can see where you are deficient.
Yeah.
And then you go and learn.
Yes.
And correct it. So that when you are before the right exam, the real exam where when you cheat false is final, true is final, A is final, you are better prepared. Amen. So listen, as we talk about victory secrets, take this secret, add it to your secrets that you need to walk in. Learn to walk in what the heavens say about you. Yes. Let's not be self-righteous. Yes. Let's not be proud. Do you know that pride is one of the evils around us? Yeah. Please, if you are here, just tell yourself, I'm proud. I think anybody who is living in this country has a bit of it. We have various degrees. Some people have a lot. Eh? And you are hitting your husband. Hey. Yeah. Some people have a lot. But we all have degrees of it. Yeah, it's pride. That is why you cannot be told what you should do. Can I be honest? Promise your neighbor that I will not be offended by what the pastor is about to say. I promise you. I just felt in my heart that some people are promising, but it's in vain, so I won't tell you. Yeah. No, serious. I just felt the spirit inside me say, don't say this. So, yeah. But the truth is that we are proud. No, it's okay. No, I don't want anybody to be. Yeah, maybe second service. I don't want anybody to be offended. But one of the signs of pride is that you cannot do or can't do or won't do or shan't do or would never do anything that you are told. Yeah. It's a sign of, you see, because when you are able to take something that somebody else, it shows humility. Yeah. And after a while, you feel humbled. Yeah. Many times when I'm at work and I get that harsh instructions, as I absorb it, say, wow, this thing is really humbling. Yeah. It's really humbling. That's how it is. To be where you are just being told what to do. Yeah. A few days ago, I told my wife that there's something that I'm doing. I want to stop. I want to stop. And I sincerely meant it. I want to stop. I'm not interested in doing it anymore. Wow. A particular aspect of ministry. I said, I don't want to do it. Is it not what I told you? Yeah. But she said, do it. Do it because you've been asked to do it. Amen. And as I absorbed it, I felt so humbled. You understand? It's not humility that I've embraced, but I mean to do it means it takes humility to do it. That is why you can tell a child, sit here, don't move. But an adult, hey! Sit here. You are telling me to sit here. Do you know what I eat? Do you contribute to my bills, and you are telling me to see? You see, all this, you are not saying it though. You are too nice to say it. But in your heart and in your head, it's bouncing back and forth like a tennis ball. Nonsense. Who does he think is? Who does he think is? What does he know? Where from this guy? where from this African reverend who has come from Africa and is standing in front of all of us wearing a chain and standing there and telling us, dude, you see, it's bouncing back and forth in your mind. Yeah. And that's true. Sometimes you can feel it. Not all the time, but you can feel it. That this is what the person is. It's like, you step back a little. So pride, we all have it. We all have it to some degree. The one who says he's not proud, you are the first candidate and the most proudful person. Yes. Yeah. This morning, as we're watching Bishop, I like to watch Bishop as I'm driving, as we're coming. The lady pastor is playing, we're all listening. And Bishop made an altar call. Every time he makes an altar call, people come. So we're asking, we're just talking about why is it one of the reasons is because people are simple. Simple hearted. But America is complex. Superiority complex. Not just the people, but the church. You think about it, how many times have we had bring a soul to church? You won't bring a soul. No matter what has been said, no matter what has been told, no matter what has been, I don't even know what English word to use again. You won't bring. But simple. Bring souls. Swollen Sunday. Come. That's one of the reasons why I'm not doing Swollen Sunday. Because if I tell you to bring people, you won't bring. Simple. Amen. So God should help us. Yeah. So that's this chapter. It says, God sees through all our masks and pretenses. He sees it. Before him, you are naked. Yes. His eyes are more than x-rays. He sees to the detail. There's nothing to hide from him. You can hide it from me, but as for God, you can be in church and be looking so nice and looking so righteous. One day somebody came to me and said to me that, Reverend, do you know that some of your church members are very bad, very bad? They are doing bad things around. I said, oh, yeah, a few years ago. I said, no problem. My duty is to preach to you. Yeah. You think I don't know? Okay, shall I get to know a few things? But my duty is to preach to you. That's all. That's why I'm a pastor. My pastor is to stand there and share God's word and believe God that the word will change you. Amen. At least if not today, tomorrow, or by the end of the year. Yeah. But God sees all, and God is seeing it. You can't hide it from him. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. You see, this kind of preaching, when you finish, people don't clap. Because, it's not. People don't clap. No, I'm not looking for clapping. Listen, I've gone past where I want to impress you. I went past it many years ago. Oh, yeah. Yes. Even if you don't like me, I'll go to another branch. I'm not saying you don't like me. I'm saying that's why even if I fail, you don't want me. I'll just go to another branch. Or better still, I'll go and start a branch. Lady Pastor, Lady Pastor has been saying, let's go start another branch. Let's go. Because it's sometimes exciting to start new. Let's begin from where we were before. Start another branch. Yeah. So I'm not here to impress you. So when I say clap, why are you not clap? I'm just saying that this kind of messages, it does not call for clapping. So clap now. Amen. Somebody is saying that, Reverend, ever since we came this morning, all you've done is just blast us. End the message and let's go home. All I'm telling you is that what heaven says about you is more important than what other person. Simple. We've read the scripture. Amen. Put your hand on your heart. And genuinely pray and ask God to show you who you are, what you are, We're not trying to rediscover ourselves. We know ourselves already. But all we are saying is that, God, show me what you think about me. What you think about me. What you think about. Genuinely pray that prayer. Jesus. 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 Wait a minute. Open your eyes. You see, don't pray this prayer. It's a very dangerous prayer. God, humble me. That's not what I'm asking you to pray. Yes. That is why God says we should humble ourselves. If God decides to humble you, you won't like it. So let's pray this other prayer. That, Lord, just show me who I am, how you see me. And then I promise you, I'll clean up. You don't send anybody to clean me up. Don't send anything to clean me up. Don't send any message. I'm taking the response. I will clean up. I promise you that I will sweep everything away. By the time I come next week or so, and that does not mean you should cut church. You know, by the time I come next week, I would have cleaned up. That's a prayer I'm asking. So close your eyes one more time and pray. Put your hand on your heart. Humbly pray. You don't have to pray aloud. Just say it to God. Maybe don't want your neighbor to hear what you're saying, but just ask God, show me who I am. Jesus. Yes, show us who we are. 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 Show us who we are, Lord. Yes, and help us to clean up. 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 Jesus. 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 Jesus, help us to clean up. Show us. Show us. Yes. 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 I hear the Spirit saying, I have pointed it out to you many times. Many times I have pointed it out to you. Yet, you have done nothing about it. Ask God for forgiveness. And say, Lord, one more time, just give me that chance. I will clean up. I will clean up. I will clean up so that I would have you have a good opinion about me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let your grace be sufficient for us according to your word. Let your power be made perfect in our weaknesses. Jesus. Jesus. Karama Muriana. Kalama Sopereba. Madorodianda. Shapale Makotaya. Sipekele Makata. Shamandele Kebaburia. Kalima Mandelea. No sobro kotopala. Malima Morianda, Sebreke Paporaba, Samakataya Kataya, Sipele Meke Koto Prokota, Makata Leba Shapakalia. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, that you are working on our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that you are helping us to change. We thank you, we bless you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today, you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you want to say, Father, Reverend, pray for me. Pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. Please close your eyes and look around. Or you want to just say, I want to rededicate my life to God. I've walked with Him. I've been with God. But it's not as it should be. And I want to rededicate my life to Him. Just slip that hand up. I'll pray for you. Anybody like that here? Anybody like that here? I see your hand. I see your hand. Anybody else? Anybody else? God is helping us. Anybody here? Anybody else? Thank you, Lord. The hands that should be up, but they are not up. But let us all say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so dearly. You loved me before I loved you. Thank you for shedding your blood. Thank you for delivering me. I receive you today as my healer, my deliverer, my savior. Be Lord, Lord over my life. In Jesus' name, amen.